Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Odds are increasing that we're going to see some more rain. I know that's not the news that you wanted to hear, but there's a potential Category 3 hurricane forming in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, the storm will probably bring us some rain coming later on this week, possibly Friday into Saturday. The National Hurricane Center has not issued an official forecast track, but the rapidly strengthening storm is expected to hit somewhere along the west coast of Florida into Alabama. Flood warnings are still in effect for the Waccamaw River Basin, although the water has begun to recede in most communities. Last week's tropical cyclone dropped 4 to 8 inches of rain across Columbus County, with more than a foot in some isolated areas. Brunswick County, of course, received well over a foot throughout much of the county. Residents with storm damage in Columbus are being asked to call Columbus County Emergency Services at 910-640-6610 and select option 4. There are resources available for storm victims here in Columbus County. Wyville firefighters are still collecting non-perishable food, cases of water, baby supplies, and toilet articles for Brunswick flood victims. You can drop your donations off at the Wyville Fire Station on East Columbus Street. Fix's Friends Spay and Neuter Clinic in Winnebago was destroyed by the floods last week. Volunteers evacuated more than 100 animals, but the nonprofit's entire supply of dog and cat food, along with their medical equipment, was lost. Fix-A-Friend has provided more than 120,000 low-cost spay and neuter operations for pet owners throughout the region since 2012. If you'd like to donate to them rebuilding, go to the Fix-A-Friend Facebook page or check out the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus County Republican Party opened its headquarters doors Saturday on South Madison Street in Wyville. The County Democrat headquarters is located at 100 Courthouse Square. Absentee by mail ballots will be heading out Wednesday in the mail. Voter registration ends October 11th for the November 5th election. In-person early voting begins October 17th. All voters must present an acceptable form of identification when casting or returning a ballot this year. Free voter IDs are available through the Board of Elections office. Wednesday is National See You at the Poll Day, when the students across the country will gather at school flagpoles to pray. Most of the services will take place just before the start of classes. Nakata Pentecostal Holiness Church is going to host revival services through Wednesday night at 7 o'clock each night. Pastor Jerome Bullard of Leland is the speaker. Nakata PHC is located at 9745 Seven Creeks Highway. Milk Before Meat and Transformation Church have a big day planned at the Veterans Memorial Park Saturday. The inaugural Faith in Motion Car and Tractor Show and the Praise Celebration will kick off at 11 a.m. The Classic Car and Tractor Show is open to everyone. Entry fee is $25. There's a lot of different categories. Trophies will be awarded at 3 p.m. Throughout the day, there'll be food, entertainment, and family fun. Now, the second annual Night of Praise starts at 5:30. The Oxendines will be the special musical guest, along with praise teams from four area churches and several speakers. There'll also be a baked goods auction as well. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.